just welcome everyone to tonight's training. This is a weekly CCL training program created to help our volunteer network connect with each other around the larger world and empower all of us to achieve our larger goals for climate advocacy. This week's essential topic is all about engaging your local chamber of commerce to build relationships with this influential group, especially with their recently updated position on climate change, and really connect in your community in order to seek their member support for the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I'll be your host, Brett Cease. And with that, let me do a quick introduction to our two esteemed speakers this evening, and then I'll let them take it from here. We're going to have interspersed wisdom from Kyle Kameen. We'll start with Kyle. Kyle is CCL's Senior Business Relations Representative and serves in that role in the DC office. Kyle's work focuses on building the coalition of businesses who support the policy goals of Citizens Climate Lobby. Kyle has worked for 5 years on the Hill, primarily on the government relations staff of the Home Depot. Most recently, he managed their political action committee and their grassroots communication and lobby days. He's also worked in several different other areas, including taxes, transportation, trade, and financial services. So with Kyle, we'll also have the wonderful, fearless, and effervescent Greg Hamra. Greg is a CCL group leader in Miami, Florida, and the creator of Lead for All, as well as a senior sustainability educator and a proven advocate and communication skills coach promoting triple bottom line principles through corporate sustainability, green education, green building education, speaking and presentation skills, and helping businesses and government leaders embrace policies that practice and save money, bolster competitiveness, and drive the low carbon economy. And if we've done our job well, we are going to focus on the following fivefold agenda and then stay on for Q&A. We're going to provide a little bit more of a background, especially for some of our newer folks on the line tonight, about why chambers have already been such a historic influence for our work. We're going to talk a little bit more just as an overview of what chambers are and why they're important. We'll then discuss the updated position on climate change that the U.S. Chamber just released late last month. And then we'll really dive into talking about how to use that to help engage your own local chamber in ways that you can work together beyond even just asking to seek out their endorsement.
Thanks for joining us. Let's review the impact that CCL super volunteer Jay Butera has had working with influential members in the South Florida community. We worked together to get support from Representatives Carlos Corbello and Ileana Ross-Leitanen. Jay started working in Florida by getting endorsement letters from influential members of the community, such as local mayors, professors, university presidents, and the business community. We asked these leaders to complete leaders' letters, which were to be delivered to our members of Congress. Next, we scheduled meetings, and we delivered the signed endorsement letters to the district offices. This was very impactful. But our greatest impact was engaging with influencers in the community and bringing them to lobby meetings in the district offices of our members of Congress. Involvement like this, influencers attending lobby meetings, shows support in the district for climate action. It's these further types of actions that we're adding to our already successful endorsement program. So what is a Chamber of Commerce? Well, it's a nonprofit organization comprised of members, generally business leaders within your community. Members are local employers, that is, job creators. Each chamber is governed by a president and a board. In the case of the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, they call it the BOG or the Board of Governors. They often lean conservative, and they are influential.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kyle Kameen. I am so happy to be a part of CCL as the Senior Business Relations Representative. It has been a really great ride to get to know CCL and work with all of our volunteers. And I'm excited about the U.S. Chamber's recent announcement and what it means we can do through our chapters on the ground with local chambers themselves. You know, as many of you may know already, the U.S. Chamber recently changed its policy position on climate change to state that they are supportive of market-based solutions. As many of you know, carbon pricing is a market-based solution. And so our proposal, our bill, falls right within those parameters. So we're really excited about the fact that the chamber is acknowledging that policies like EICDA are, you know, good for business, they're good for people, and they're good for the planet. We are really excited about the U.S. Chamber's announcement regarding their change to their climate policy principles and how they are embracing, want to embrace market-based solutions to resolving climate change. With the U.S. Chamber, CCL's DC staff is going to manage that communication and work with them to, you know, familiarize them with our bill and see the benefits of our policy and how it fits into to their new view of the climate space. We really need your help on the ground. At the national level, we don't need you to engage. But there's a lot that we can do on the ground with you, our volunteers, to generate support through your local chambers with this statement.
They say that they will back a market-based solution. Now, when you hear market-based, what I hear is cap and trade or a carbon price. And the specific language in their statement asks for a number of criteria. I'm going to read it very briefly and tell you that every single one of these criteria, the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act meets. Support a market-based approach to accelerate greenhouse gas emissions reduction across the U.S. economy. We believe that durable climate policy must be made by Congress and that it should encourage innovation and investment to ensure significant emissions reductions while avoiding economic harm for businesses, consumers, and disadvantaged communities. You see, let me stop for a minute there. There's one more sentence in there. The global climate crisis is systemic, global, long-term, and it's an equity issue. For any policy to be truly effective, it must have systemic effect, global reach, be durable. That means long-lasting to withstand shifting political winds over time, and it has to be equitable. And that's what our dividend does, and the border carbon adjustment actually makes it equitable on a global level. Side note, regulations don't cross borders, prices do. Regulations don't bring in money. A carbon tax or fee brings in trillions, and we should argue what to do with it. We say give it back to everybody to make the plan more durable and equitable. This policy should include well-designed market mechanisms that are transparent and not distorted by overlapping regulations. U.S. climate policy should recognize the urgent need for action while maintaining the national and international competitiveness of U.S. industry and ensuring consistency with free enterprise and free trade principles. That's what the border carbon adjustment helps assure.
While the Chamber's endorsement of market-based solutions isn't specifically an endorsement of our policy or even carbon pricing, it is still a huge step in our direction. The Chamber historically has not been out front on these issues and has not specifically endorsed any real solutions to climate change. They've been supportive of some obscure things, but nothing to this level. So it's important for us to recognize that while it is not a clear endorsement of carbon pricing or our policy, it is a clear shift in how that they plan to address and evaluate policies that will be used to address climate change at the legislative level. And what we need to understand in particular is that the U.S. Chamber is a massive institution representing thousands and thousands of businesses, large, medium, and small, across the country. And some of the country's largest businesses have a seat at the table in the leadership of the U.S. Chamber. So for the Chamber to make a statement like this is a statement on behalf of all of those businesses. And we understand very well that part of Republican reticence to addressing climate change in the past has been its impact to businesses. So this is a huge step for us as well in the opportunity to build bipartisan support for climate solutions such as carbon pricing. The U.S. Chamber holds a lot of sway because of the businesses it represents with Republican legislators. If the U.S. Chamber is directly or indirectly supportive of market-based solutions like carbon pricing, that opens the door for Republican members to support a policy that is a market-based solution like carbon pricing.
So you're probably wondering, how would you engage your local Chamber of Commerce? The key is to form relationships, get to know people on a casual, easy basis. Find someone you know in the Chamber. And one way to do that is to look on their website and see which businesses you might already be doing business with. It could be a local dry cleaner. It could be a local pizza shop. Or it could be a bank where you have your accounts. Ask your CCL network and your network of friends or people at the church or your business community who they know who might be members of the Chamber. Chances are you already know some people who are members of the Chamber. Once you get to know these people, treat them with respect. Treat them with admiration and appreciation. Meet them often to build a long and trusting relationship. Find ways that you can be useful to them. Send them updates and relevant information. Make your asks and review your approach often. One thing that I suggest doing is inviting a member or a board member to coffee or to a beer or to a party. Also, attend their events, such as chamber mixers, to form relationships. Attend the different events that they might put on. Perhaps even consider joining the chamber yourself. If you are a business leader, you have a small business in your community, or whether you're just an individual and they allow individuals to join the chamber. If they allow that, go for it if you would like to. And then, whether you join or not, propose a presentation, an information session on a market-based policy response, which is an alternative to big government regulations. This is a great pitch. So that's what I've been doing as a member of the Business Climate Leaders Action Team and a member of the Conservative Caucus, as I frequently make the pitch for a fiscally conservative, free enterprise solution that promotes American jobs and American ingenuity and does so without building government and expensive regulatory regimes, which don't bring in money. That's one thing that a tax or a fee does. It brings in trillions of dollars, and then we can have a debate on what to do with that money.
You know, sometimes when we're approaching these chambers, it can be difficult. Chambers often have are a little bit insular, and they listen to the voices that are already around the table. In that case, it may be better to find an inside voice to pitch to a local chamber rather than to try to do it yourself as a CCL volunteer. If you have a relationship with the chamber and you feel that you can reach out, that's fantastic. But sometimes that inside voice is going to be a little stronger. And you can work with them to help them, you know, hone their pitch when they go to speak with their other chamber members about it. You know, if you already have an ally that's terrific. You can also work to gain an ally or two from chamber membership by approaching those businesses and those organizations individually and help them approach the local chamber or leadership staff. When reaching out to your local chamber or business that you think might be an ally that's a member of your local chamber, it's really important to keep that outreach professional, but short and sweet. Our business leaders and our chamber members are going to be busy. They have that their jobs keep them busy just like ours do. So it's important to think about what's essential to say in that outreach. If you're using an email, a good framework might be to introduce yourself briefly, to introduce CCL briefly, and to say that CCL has a carbon pricing policy that's popular and that is good for businesses. And you can attach the carbon pricing, a popular policy leave behind that you can find on community, as a good one pager to demonstrate business support and business executive support so that they can see that this is that has real credibility. And then after that, they can reach back out to you and you can have a more in-depth formal conversation and provide them a lot more information once you've established that relationship. If we reach out with too long of an email, we know how that works. People often don't read them. Or if we include large documents, it's likely that they may not take the time to really review it. So let's make sure that we keep it short and sweet, get to the point, and that we leave that one pager that really gives them a taste so that now you've got them hooked and they can come back later and have the more in-depth conversation with some questions about why the business community supports this policy. The U.S. Chamber, while not all chambers are members of the U.S. Chamber or are affiliated with the U.S. Chamber, state and local chambers often are influenced by what the national chamber has to say. We can use this statement to encourage local chambers to support the bill, or we can reach out through local members of local chambers who are already supportive of the bill, who you may have relationships with on an individual basis, and have them use the statement to express their support and demonstrate why their chamber should maybe adopt the same approach or change their policy to be supportive of carbon pricing.
Remember that chambers can take many different actions to impress members of Congress with their support for the bill. So when you engage, determine with your chambers the actions that they can take to impress members of Congress. Attend lobby and editorial meetings, perhaps. Issue a press release when they endorse. Host a site visit. Write an op-ed. Co-write one with them. And consider presenting at chamber or trade association meetings. And be sure that whenever possible, engage their colleagues as well. What we want to do is not only seek endorsements from municipalities, business leaders, chambers of Congress, but let's turn them into advocates. There's a difference between checking the box and saying that they won't get in the way and being an active advocate for this policy. That's what we really need. That's only going to come from forming good relationships, educating them, and helping empower them to become advocates. Additional ways to work together include meeting with a trade association or union, hosting a member of Congress at a site visit, writing an op-ed, issuing a statement, and endorsing the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. Show Congress that there's strong support in the district for the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And what better voice than the voice of business? This is an amazingly powerful resource that you have at your disposal. All it takes is making some conversations.
Another exciting opportunity that's coming up for our current endorsers and for these businesses and chambers that you're going to be engaging with, and thank you very much for your effort to engage with them. But another great opportunity is that we're going to be hosting a conference in April for our current endorsers. And if there are businesses that you know of in your area that you're speaking to, haven't endorsed, kind of seem unsure, but they're interested, they can attend as well. And the goal of this conference is really to help our endorsers see what the other opportunities for them to engage and advocate for this policy are beyond just the endorsement. The endorsement is an incredible step, and we're so happy to have them endorse the policy. But now we really need to push the narrative and have them jump on board to help legislators understand why this policy is so important and why it's such a good, effective solution to climate change. I think another piece that we should consider here is those businesses that I mentioned that you might want to invite that are interested but just aren't sure yet if they want to endorse. There will be an opportunity at this conference for them to learn what the endorsement means, learn a little bit more about the policy, and help them see the benefit of endorsing and how they can engage beyond that. So keep your eyes out. We're going to be pushing out information through lots of different channels so that you'll have plenty of information to share with them. But that conference is going to be in April, and we're really excited to host it and hope it takes us to the next level with our business engagement.
That I wanted to pass on beyond the advice that both Kyle and Greg have highlighted here, one of which is a press release template that I'm guessing some of you may be aware of. And I know that actually the media team press release that is available. I'll put a link to that in the chat. And I also know that it is already getting some great media in local news. So shout out to Northfield, Minnesota, featured here on the slide as well. If you're interested in leveraging your local media and then being able to share about that, we'd love to hear about it in the chat as well. And then what I also wanted to highlight is just recommendations from our marketing team. Again, Kyle spoke briefly to this, but they really wanted us to emphasize a couple of these key talking points with our outreach or as we engage our chambers. And I think this speaks to your question about how to put together a slideshow or presentation deck. Some of the top line messages that really should be emphasized in your own ongoing local outreach include the emphasis about the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, partnering with American businesses, again, partnering with businesses towards net zero energy. And then again, emphasizing that businesses prefer this policy path because it A, provides a gradually rising price on carbon, as well as the chance to remain financially stable while they adjust their operations. So it's predictable and gives them a long-term price signal that they need to help make the direction in their own supply chains and manufacturing towards a zero carbon future. I think it's also key to highlight the following three talking points. This policy is easy for businesses to understand, so it's transparent, and it can be used right away with their business models. Again, it's a predictable price path. They can plug that in with their long-term planning. This policy is implemented gradually and steadily, which gives businesses time they need to adjust their plans and operations to a net zero economy. And we all know COVID-19 has shown us many things, but it's shown that businesses, particularly small ones, are vulnerable to economic shocks. Hence the importance of this being a gradual and predictable transition. We also know because it's easy to anticipate and plan for, businesses aren't going to lose time or spend extra money trying to understand complicated new regulatory regimes or rules and incorporate them into their plans and how they impact their bottom line. And I think a key factor with this bottom point of emphasizing that American businesses support this policy is any of the top line Grasstops engagement and endorsers that we have from especially the Silicon Valley Leadership Group, which represents more than 350 US companies having endorsed this policy. The US Chamber of Commerce, again, connecting that back to your presentation, has recently endorsed, and this is their recommendation for how to really phrase this, has recently endorsed a market-based solution to climate change to be passed into law by Congress. All right, so given all of that, what can we do and what additional support is out there for you setting forth into your own local efforts? Well, we wanted to highlight a couple of additional resources that were available for you, and also note that these will be provided in the liner speaker notes for today's training. So first off, if you're looking for sample slideshows, I know a lot of groups out there are innovating, and there'll be more opportunities to highlight those slideshows in the forums. We'll make sure to steer them especially towards the presenters and schedulers action team. But we do have one deck for the Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce done by the wonderful CCL leaders, Miranda Phillips and Nancy Jacobson. I also wanted to highlight a wonderful effort for contacting your chamber with some outreach emails. I know that Steffi Rausch and the Grasstops Engagement team has a wonderful suggested initial pre-written letter based on what they did in Asheville, North Carolina, if you wanted something to go and build off of. I'll just highlight again the Grasstops Engagement and Business Climate Leaders Action Teams, both available from CCL Community, are wonderful next places for you to plug in and ask questions if you need some support in making your own local outreach. And a highlight for you will be making sure as you have experiences of success or bump into roadblocks, feel free to share in the forums, and we'd love to be able to highlight and learn from each other through that process. And to close out my section, I'd like to just read two powerful quotes from two powerful leaders from the diplomatic and business community that really foreground the importance of business taking action and leadership and supporting effective policy on this issue. The first one, U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry just made his remarks at the World Sustainable Development Summit just this week. Many of you have read, he says, I'm sure, the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink's letter last month. It's clear that there is a transition taking place within businesses all around the world. And now more and more investors, more and more managers of assets, more and more commercial banks are making the decision that they need to decide where to put their own money. In fact, huge amounts of money were made by those folks who moved their asset investments into clean, alternative, renewable, and sustainable energy investments. There are vast sums of money to be created, to be made by companies and by individuals. And the second one comes from Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase and the chairman of the Business Roundtable. Here's what he said in a recent interview. Climate change is a real issue. I think most people want to be part of the solution, and you need government policy. And at the end of the day, you need a carbon tax, and there's a great thing called the carbon dividend, where it doesn't get sent to Washington. It gets sent back to the people, and then you just start buying things and doing things that make more sense. But let's help our own local chambers realize that potential and leverage their support for climate action. So with that, I'll pass it back to Kyle and Greg to wrap it up. And thank you all for being on this training tonight.
You can always, reach out to me as your senior business relations representative. One of my goals is to help our volunteers be more effective on the ground when they're engaging with businesses and business organizations. That's why I'm here. So if you need to reach out to me, please do not hesitate. My name is Kyle Kameen, senior business relations representative. You can find me on Community, and you can always email me with any questions you have regarding problems with outreach, how best to outreach, or a question that you get that maybe you're just not prepared to answer and you want my opinion. I am more than happy to be here and support you as our volunteers. And I appreciate all the work and effort that you're putting into establishing these really important relationships as we try to succeed in passing a climate policy that we know is going to help businesses, help people, and help the planet.
Thank you very much, everybody. If you'd like to reach out to me directly, my email address is gh@hamra.net. Thanks for joining this brief webcast. I hope you found it to be enjoyable, educational, and empowering. Go get them!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.